享他的见证。
佢系退休嘅医生，
他是一位退休的医生，
喺中国出生到十一岁先离开中国。
他在中国出生，直到十一岁他才离开中国。
我就用访问嘅方式同Dr. Lee 系对话，请郭丹青作翻译。
我就用访问的方式，和这位 Dr. Leach 来对话。我们请丹青来翻译。
请。可以播嗰個 slide。Dr. Lee, Beth, Dr. Beth, why did your grandparents Albert and Bessie Lutley go to China 130 years ago?
Beth 医生，我想问一下你，你的祖父为什么会在130年以前到中国去？
I guess the story starts with this Bible.
我想我的故事要从圣经开始讲。
It is addressed to Bessie Roberts.
因为这段圣经直接的跟 Bess Robert 讲话。
By Albert Lutley, who was my grandfather.
这个话是我的祖父Robert Lutley 告诉 Bessie Robert.
He gave it to her because she was the one who influenced him to want to go to China.
他把这段经文给他，因为是他使得他想到中国去。
She had heard Hudson Taylor tell that there are millions in China dying who do not know Jesus.
因为是他当时听到戴德生说，在中国有千万的人，因为在去世之前还没有接受主耶稣。
You can't see, but that first page is burnt.
当然你们看不清楚，这个第一页所写的就是 burnt 写的。
Because the entire Bible was in a fire.
因为这个圣经曾经遭过火灾。
They were both in China, serving God. In 1900.When the Boxer Rebellion happened.
因为在1900年的时候，他们都在中国内地服侍。当时出现了义和团全乱。
That's the front.
这就是圣经的首页。
In the picture. The Boxer Rebellion meant that the Empress sent out an edict.Kill all foreigners.
因为义和团全乱，使得当时的慈禧太后发旨说要将所有的外国传教士都杀了。
And many were murdered. martyred.
实际上因为、这个慈禧太后很多的传教士遭到了屠杀。
My grandparents with two little children were escaping in a group. Well, first of all, they had to get married. That's them married in China, my grandparents. This is the group. There were eight unmarried women and two couples. The left-hand couple towards the back are my grandparents, Bessie and Albert.
这张照片里头就有我的祖父 Albert 还有 Bessie， 这是他们当时在1900年逃离义和团全乱时候的照片。
But their two little girls didn't make it. They died.
但是他们的两个小女孩没有能够逃脱全乱，当时死在这个暴乱之中。
And sadly, they didn't even have a photo of them.
我们很可惜在我们也没有他们的照片留下来。
And they have to be buried by the roadside.
他们就是随便在路边就被埋葬了。
Nevertheless, once they had all, my grandmother was also pregnant with my grandfather.
在当时，我的祖母也是怀孕了。
When they finally reached safety in Shanghai, my father was born.
当他们安全抵达上海的时候，那个时候我的父亲也就在上海出生了。
This is taken in England as they were recovering.
这张照片是当时他们回到英国休整的时候的一张照片。
But all that group of women and men returned, all four, 12 of them, to came on serving in China.
但是这张照片里头所有的人在一段时间之后又回到中国继续的去侍奉。
Grandmother did say the hardest thing she ever did was to take that little boy back to China.
我的祖母说，当时对她来说最难的事情就是带着这个小孩再次回到中国。
These are some of the leaders of the church in Hongdong, in Shanxi. Many of them suffered, and many, many Christians were also martyred.This is taken before, and I only know of the one on the left that has a circle, that he was stabbed as one of the first ones attacked.
这张照片
Sorry, do you want that picture again?
这张照片就是当时我的祖父在山西省洪都这个地方侍奉的时候的一些教会的领袖，他们都受到了非常严厉的迫害。
This is a group of Chinese Christians in the town of Daning, and three of their missionary teachers. This is again taken before. The three missionary girls, women, at least 10 of the congregation had promised that they would protect their teachers over their dead bodies, and I'm afraid they all died, the teachers and those Chinese Christians.
这张照片讲的是当时在全乱的时候，就义和团全乱的时候，在山西省的谭宁这个地方，一些基督徒他们在接受培训。
So besides risking the life for the mission, for the missionaries risking a life, what other challenges they face in China?
除了他们冒着很多的
traveling, I guess traveling is one of the challenges. That's how my grandfather went from place to place, and he was much used after that, after they returned to China.
Okay. 除了就说是要冒着生命的危险去做福音的工作之外，还有哪一些挑战？Best 的回答是下来的挑战就是要四处的去传福音，就是旅途的这个劳顿是非常富有挑战的。
He and another Chinese Christian were used by God in leading revival meetings all across North China.
他和另外一个当地的中国的基督徒一起到各地去，举行这些复兴的这些集会。
He and Wang Shitai are near the back, near the table. Two men that were marked, but you can't really see them.
这张照片你看不到他，因为是他在是桌子后面。
What else do the, your grandparents do in China?
Oh, sorry, I'm going backwards. Leading churches, leading little congregations. When my father was on that, grandfather was on this mule, he traveled either by walking or on the mule all around his parishes, as it were, the different churches. But they were very scattered. It could take him 9 days to cover the group that he had responsibility for.
对，我的祖父在中国主要的工作就是牧会和到各地的教会去做这个传教的工作。这张照片我们可以看到是我的祖父坐在他这个毛驴上，这个毛驴的名字叫 Polly。
Women were also very much needed in the mission because most of the women in China at that time had the terrible tiny bound feet.
当时妇女也在福音中是非常需要的一部分，因为当时中国的妇女都是缠足的，她们的脚都被裹得很小。
It meant they had to stay in their own homes most of the time. They couldn't go anywhere.
对，因为这个缘故，很多的妇女根本就连门都出不了，她们必须是待在家里。
So the Christian women, the missionaries, and the Bible women could go in the home where the man could not, so they could bring the good news.
所以呢，侍奉中就很需要很多的姊妹来做侍奉，因为这样的话，他们可以进到这些缠足妇女的家中，向他们传福音。弟兄就做不了这样的工作。
This courtyard, which is mission premises, was used. Go ahead.
这个就是我们当时一个福音机构的院子。
This was used for all sorts of purposes, the church and so on. But during the next big hurdle was the 1911 revolution, Sun Yat-sen revolution.
这个就是当时用来做福音工作的一个地方。当时这个之后呢，他们又遇到了第二个困难，这也就是孙中山领导的这个革命的爆发。
Many armies were fighting back and forth over each town, and these women were hiding, came flooding like refugees into the courtyard.
因为孙中山革命当时导致了在国内很多地方的军阀
600, yes.
军阀之间互相的这个
So crowded, they had no place to lie down even.
因为军阀混战，所以使得很多的人都到这个地方来避难，他们经常有很多的人来，使得这个地方变得非常的拥挤。
I jumped to my father after he was educated first in China and then in England. He went to Cambridge University and then to the United States to do further postgraduate work.
我现在想跳到我父亲的这个地方来讲一讲他。当时在中国受了教育，又回到英国，在剑桥大学受教育。
This is a photo of him in Saskatchewan, the one time he worked in Canada.
这个就是我父亲当时在 Saskatchewan, 在加拿大工作的照片。
His transportation was the horse.
当时他是靠马四处走动。
In the United States, he met and married my mother.
在美国，他和我的母亲结婚。
From there, her parents sent them to China as their first, their own missionary couple.
在那个地方，他们的妈妈，他的妈妈将他们两个人差遣到中国做传教士。
They joined his parents first and were teaching English in a boys' school.
他们和他们的父母一起在当时的一个学校里头教英文。
They had their first child, Jamie.
这是他们第一个孩子的出生，名字叫 Jamie。
But 2 weeks after his birth, in those days, mother was still in hospital with an evacuation order. They had to leave. The orders came from the government, from the British government, the other governments, because they were afraid of another 1900 type massacre.
他出生之后两个礼拜，他们就收到了英国政府要他们离开当时中国的这样一个
So I guess they were refugees again.
对，所以呢，他们又变成了难民。
My father, while they were unable to go back at that time, my father decided to get further education so he could be ordained as a minister.
当时我的父亲不能马上回到中国，所以呢，他就决定继续完成他的那个教育。被安立为牧师。
So they spent about a year in England for him to be allowed to be ordained, and then he was sent to West China.
所以他们在英国又待了一年，这样使得他有机会被安立，以至于他可以再次回到中国大陆。
That's him with his two children, James and Mary.
这是我的父亲和他的两个孩子 Jamie and Mary.
They are about to go off on a steamer to Chongqing and then 7 weeks on a small boat going to Chengdu where they were to stay.
这就是他们要乘蒸汽船先到成都，然后要再乘小船
That's the kind of boat they probably traveled on.
这样的小船七天的时间到达重庆，七个礼拜的时间。
7 weeks.
7 weeks.
Very, very difficult. With two little children in that little tiny place to live.
我们可以想象，在这样的小船里头有带着很小的孩子。
Very slow because going up river, men had to pull the boats. They were called trackers.Long lines of trackers pulling the boats up river because the river is going the other way.
Up the Yangtze, up the Yangtze
River. 这种小船划得很慢，因为有时候要逆流而上，需要纤夫很多的纤夫把他们拖着走，所以走得很慢。
Sometimes my father helped the trackers.
有时候我的爸爸也就下来做纤夫。
I had been working in West China for 3 years when another telegram.
他们在中国的北部又工作了三年的时间。
The telegram said my grandfather was seriously ill.
这个时候又接到消息说我的祖父得了重病。
It was a long journey, but my father did.It as quickly as he could, but he wasn't in time before his father died in North China.
虽然我的父亲很快的就赶回去，但是他还是没有赶在他父亲去世之前到达。
He was the only son, mother and father and him. So he felt when his mother was ill, he must stay with her.
因为他是唯一的一个儿子，所以他觉得如果是他的母亲得病的话，他一定要跟他在一起。
So he had leave to stay longer.
所以他就必须
from his work he stayed.
这个时候呢，他就要觉得他要多待一段时间。
During that year, his son died of measles.
在那个同年，他的儿子由于出天花去世了。
And then his mother died.
之后他的母亲又去世。
Within 1 year, he lost mother, father, and son.
一年之间，他失去了父亲、母亲和他的儿子。
The three crosses you see are for them, grandfather, my brother, and grandmother.
所以我们看到这三个十字架就是为
Yantai.
他的父亲、母亲和我的哥哥。
So Dr. Beth, how many of your family members was buried in China?
Five. If you count those two little girls by the road, then there is no.
我的家人有五位，他们都是在被埋葬在中国。
The next hurdle was Japanese bombing.
所以下面我们遇到了一个很大的挑战，就是日本人的轰炸。
Which started in 1937. Some people think World War II started 39, but 1937, Japan bombed Shanghai 2 months after we left.
有时候我们会想第二次世界大战是1939年开始的，但是实际上日本人在37年就开始轰炸上海，也就是我们离开的两个月以后。
That's just a picture of me as a baby. With my family at that time, before Jamie died.
这个照片就是我小的时候，在 Jamie 去世之前和我的父母所照的。
From the war, which was still going on, we had to leave China.
因为战争的缘故，因为当时战事还在继续，所以我们必须离开中国。
At that time, we were the only part of free China.
但是在那个时候，我们所居住的地方是中国唯一的一个有自由的地方。
Japan held all around the coast, all the up to the Yangtze Gorges.
对，当时日本人占据了所有的沿海，一直到长江一带的中国土地。
And our only supply line was from Burma.Myanmar.
但是我们当时供给的地方只有一个地方，也就是当时的缅甸。
When Burma fell to Japan,
但是当日本
we were surrounded. No supplies except to fly over the Himalayas.
但是当那个缅甸沦陷之后，被日本人占了之后，我们的供给也就被切断了，所以我们必须当时要飞越喜马拉雅。
Little 12-seater plane.
我们坐的很小的，
只有12座的飞机。Not like your big jets now.
不是很大的飞机，只有12座的小飞机。
So when there was no more supplies coming in, and the money couldn't be got because the bank's gone, the mission told my parents they had to leave.
当时由于资源的被切断之后。我们也没有办法得到金钱上的支持，我的父母亲就被告知要离开中国。
Probably they were one of the early ones because they hadn't been out of China, my father since 1920, except for 1930.
他们是当时最初离开的一批，因为他们在这之前在中国已经待了很多的年。
So 1944, my family flew over.What was called the hump over the Himalayas.
所以在1942年，我的整个家人就是飞越了喜马拉雅山，离开了中国。
My father would love to have gone back to China. It was in his heart all his life.
我的父亲是非常真心的想再次的回到中国。
But the war, the door closed. Missionaries all had to leave by 1952, the last ones.
但是当时通往中国福音的大门已经被关掉了，因为到1952年，所有的外国传教士必须离开中国。
So my father became a pastor in England for many years.
所以我的父亲就在英国牧会很多的年。
That's later on with my mother in front of the church that he had in pastored for many years.
Your mother?
My father and my mother.
这是我的父母亲当时在英国的一个教会。
So, can you describe a bit of work that your parents did in China?
你能不能仔细的讲一下你当时父母亲在中国所做的一些事工
？My father was first of all a pastor.
我的父亲主要的工作是牧会。
But then he also was asked to lecture in theology in the university in Chengdu.
但是同时他又在成都的一所大学被邀去讲神学课程。
He was doing that, and as the war progressed, he ended up with about 4 jobs other people couldn't do.
他就一直做这些事情，在这个战争结束之前，他实际上做了三四个不同的工作。
Dr. Beth, I heard you told me some of the work that China Inland Mission,
yes,
or OMF, was doing some work in Sichuan in terms of like raising hospitals and schools and things like that.
My father was sent to China under. Sorry. Yes. Go ahead.
You find it. I didn't hear your question.
You're what you said.
他Dr. Beth 说中国的内地会在中国四川的地方做了建立的很多的医院跟学校。我请Beth 来分享一下。So please share a bit of the work that CIM.
They were actually working for a different mission.Church Mission Society, but he was mostly teaching and being pastor. He also, I remember as a child, his radio, which was one of the few that could get news from London, and there was a dial on it that came lighted.
我父亲主要的工作还是牧会和教书啊。我当时记着他有一个小收音机。当时是他获得外界新闻的一个途径，这是一非常非常老式的收音机，是用那种旋钮式的。
He listened every night for the news from London.
他每天晚上都在听新闻。
All the bad news.
把一些坏消息告诉我们。
Hong Kong fell. Singapore fell.
因为当时都是讲世界。
I didn't know where those places were, but I knew they were all very sad that these things happened.
但是我们父亲告诉我们，当时新加坡沦陷，香港沦陷，我也不知道这些地方在什么，在哪里。但是我知道这些消息都是非常坏的消息。
My father always had a heart still for China, but after he couldn't go back.
我的父亲一直有非常大的负担要在中国侍奉，但是以后由于各种原因，他没有办法再回去。
He certainly kept praying for China and those he loved there.
他一直不断地为中国祷告。
It's sad that he didn't get to know and see the wonderful growth of the church in China now.
遗憾的是，我的父亲没有亲眼地看到基督教在中国的兴盛和壮大。
I have at least one photo of a student who was his in theology, one photo that was written back thanking him for his teaching.
他曾经接到一个他教过的神学生给他寄的照片，上头感谢他。在圣经方面对他们所做的教导。
How about the legacy of the missionary agencies in China?
Oh, there's lots there for sure now.
能不能讲一下，就说是不同的圣经结构圣经机构福音机构在中国所取得的成就
？In West China, that university and those who came and taught there. A lot of them were Canadians from the United Mission or whatever. They opened hospitals, had a medical school, nursing school, and developed a whole university there, which is still going. And the hospital that those first two doctors did an operation in their home, that was the beginning of a Western hospital, there is now there a 4,000-bed hospital in Chengdu.
What's the name of that hospital?
They call it West China, so I don't know. Sichuan.
Huaxi.
在中国的西部福音机构做了很多的工作，建立了很多的学校、医院，还有一些其他的福音机构。举一个例子，当时最开始的只有两个人的这样一个小诊所，最后变成了有4000多个床位的现在的医院，也就是我们所说的什么医院？华西医院，好像是在四川嘛。
在成都很大的医院，这些医院最初都是由传教士建立的。 I have been invited back to Chengdu several times now because of those Canadian missionaries who were working there and because of my father's photographs.
由于很多的加拿大的传教士曾经在那里做福音工作的缘故，也由于我的父亲曾经的参与和那张照片，我多次的被邀请到成都去参观这些地方。Not
yet Christians, as far as I know, but they are interested in what was happening in China before Mao, because their photos were all destroyed during the Cultural Revolution.
Okay.
That's a hard thing to tell.
Okay, one last question, Dr. Beth. Please tell me, what does your ancestors' life influence your life?
能不能讲一下你祖辈的生活，怎么样对你的生活产生影响？
Very hard to say, except it was very moving to learn of them. I grew up thinking I should also be a missionary. My sister did become one, but to Chile, not China.
很难具体的讲，但是我们长大的过程中，时常受到我们父亲、父母亲的感动。当时我想，我也要长大，像他们一样，做福音传福音的工作。我的姐，我的。 姐姐也确实是做了传教士，但是是在另外一个国家，智利，在智利。They
certainly gave me a wonderful heritage.
他们当然留给我了一份非常美好的遗产。But
I really believe the heritage that they have left is the church that is growing in China right now.
但是我想他们真正 有价值的遗产是他们在中国建立的教会，而且这个教会还一直在运作。Thank
you very much, Dr. Beth.
我想大家打开希伯来书第十二章。我们来读第一和第二节。希伯来书十二章。
第一节，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，全心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
在我们生命当中，我相信每一个人都会遇到苦难。
在我们的生命当中，我相信每一个人都会遇到苦难。
每一个人生命当中都有 很多的挑战。
每一个人的生命当中都有很多的挑战。
我们感谢神，在苦难和挑战的当中，神在我们生命当中摆上许多的云彩见证人。
我们感谢神，在我们生命中的挑战和苦难中，神在我们身边摆了很多如云彩般的见证人。
这些见证人是鼓励我们建立帮助我们的信心成长。
这些见证人他们鼓励我们，帮助我们的信心成长。
有一些见证人就好像希伯来书第之前一章十一章，就是以前圣经的见证人。
有很多人就是像希伯来书十一章所描述的，就是以前的见证人，
好似挪亚，好似亚伯拉罕，
好像是挪亚、亚伯拉罕、
雅各、约翰、
雅各、约翰、
摩西、大卫、
摩西、大卫。
但系亦都有一啲见证人系就好似现代今日嘅，就好似Beth 医生佢嘅祖父亲、父母亲一样。
有很多见证人，他们就是现代的，就像Beth 医生他的祖父他们的一家一样。
这些的见证人鼓励我们的信心，
这些见证人鼓励我们的信心。
但是今天这个的经文里面也都有一样东西提醒我们，神给我们的生命就好像一个的赛跑。
但是这一段经文也提醒我们说，神所给我们的生命就像是一段赛跑。
我们的赛跑不是说跟第二个人去斗快。
我们所说的这个赛跑，并不是想说，是跟第二个人之间的斗法。
而是神话给我们听，我们的生命就是在一个赛跑的路程，是有一个的终点，有一个目标，我们要向着这个方向前进。
神告诉我们说，在我们的生命中，他有一个目标，有一个终点，我们要向着那个方向去。
这个是我们一个的路途，我们要必须经过的。
这是我们所必须要经过的路途。
圣经说这个是奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
圣经说奔那摆在我们前头的路程，
我们要走神为我们预备的路程。
我们要走神为我们所预备的路程。
每一个世代，神都在我们的生命里面有一个的路程要我们奔跑。
每一个世代，神都放在我们生命中的一段的路程要我们去奔跑。
问题是我们有没有顺服的奔跑神为我们预备的路程。
问题是我们有没有顺服的来奔跑神为我们所预备的路程。
Beth 医生他的祖父他的父母亲奔跑神为他们预备的路程。
Beth 医生的他的祖父母和父母亲奔跑了神为他们所预备的路程。
在1900年的时代最艰苦的时候，他们去到中国一个很落后的地方去传福音。
在1900年，他们来到了中国这样一个艰苦和落后的地方去传福音。
他们将他们的生命，将他们家人的生命都摆上在那里。
他们将自己的生命，他们家人的生命都摆在了那个地方。
但是因为他的忠心，他将福音的种子散播在中国。
他们一生将福音的种子散播在那边。
以至在今天在中国里面，有人说有8000万基督徒，有些人说有
10,000,000的基督徒。
以至于现在说，有人说在中国有8,000,000，甚至是1,000,000的基督徒。
但是同同样，神亦都系我哋今日每一个人嘅生命里边有摆上要我哋要走嘅路程。
同样的，神在我们现在的每一个人的前面都摆上了需要我们去走的路程。
昔日中国抗拒基督教，
中国抗拒基督教。
今日喺我哋嘅世代，世界亦都系好抗拒我哋基督教嘅信仰。
在当今的世界，世界各地很多地方也都是抗拒基督教这个信仰。
喺我哋嘅中学嘅学校里边，
在我们中学的学校里面，
我哋好多嘅中学生同我哋分享话，佢喺学校里边，佢哋嘅老师嘲笑佢哋基督教嘅信仰。
有很多中学生分享说，他们在学校的时候，老师会嘲笑他们的基督教信仰。
在我们的教育系统里面，我们的教育局是要将他们的性教育那些一些的知识是要硬硬灌输在我们的小朋友身上。
就是在教育当中，他们会把这个性教育来加在这些小孩子的身上。
同样，神亦都系呼召我哋今日喺我哋呢个时代要奔跑神为我哋预备嘅道路。
同样的，神在这个时代也呼召我们要奔跑他为我们预备的道路。
但系我哋点样能够系有效嘅走完神呢条为我哋预备嘅道路呢？
但是我们怎样有效的来走完神为我们所预备的这一条道路呢？
今日圣经话俾我哋听，我哋要摆脱前累我们生命的重担。
今天圣经告诉我们说，我们要摆脱那些缠累我们的重担，
也都脱去缠绕我们的罪，
也脱去缠绕我们的罪。
我们要反省，究竟有些什么东西拦阻了在我们的生命当中，让我们不能够是去轻省有效的去奔跑神的道路呢？
我们要反省有什么样的缠累，让我们不能去奔跑摆在我们前边的道路呢？
我们今天生存在一个很物质丰富的世代里面，
我们当今生活在一个很物质很丰富的时代，
我们有没有因为神给我们各样的物质的丰富，而以致到这些成为我们的重担，没办法 去跟随神呢？
我们会不会因为神赐给我们这样丰盛的物质，而影响了我们去跟随神呢？
我们反省生命当中有没有缠绕我们的罪，
我们来反省我们生命中是否有缠绕我们的罪，
或者是淫乱，
或者是淫乱，
或者是贪婪，
或者是贪婪，
或者是骄傲，
或者是骄傲。
任何这些东西我们要反省，有没有这些东西去拦阻我们去走神为我们预备的道路。
我们要反省是否有这样的事情来拦阻我们去走神给我们预备的道路。
圣经的作者告诉我们，我们要好好的摆脱这些的重担，摆脱这些的缠绕。
圣经告诉我们说，我们需要摆脱这样的重担，摆脱这样的缠绕，
然后将我们的注目放在耶稣基督的身上，
然后注目在耶稣基督的身上。
耶稣基督是那个已经为我们走完这条路的，我们跟着他去走的主耶稣已经为我们走完了这条道路。
主耶稣自己已经走完了这一条道路，
我们的责任就是跟随他去走这条道路。
我们的责任就是跟随他来走这样的道路。
今天的经文提醒我们，
今天的经文提醒我们，
基督徒的生命就好像一条奔跑的道路。
基督徒的生命就像是一条奔跑的道路。
我们要顺服神为我们预备这条道路。
我们要顺服神为我们所预备的这一条道路。
我们要自律，要摆脱各样的缠绕。
我们要自律，摆脱各样的缠绕。
然后我们要将我们的目标放在耶稣基督的身上。
要将我们的目标放在耶稣基督的身上。
假如我们能够有一个这样的过我们基督徒生命的态度，
假如我们有这样一种基督徒生命的态度，
是预备是跑一条的道路，
是预备要跑这样一条的道路，
我们就不会变成闲懒，
我们就不会变成闲懒，
也都可以我们的生命成为将来下一个世代别人的云彩见证人。
那我们的生命就会成为下一代别人的云彩见证。
求主帮助我们，
求主帮助我们，
让我们成为美好的见证人，
让我们成为美好的见证人，
让我们低头祷告，
让我们低头祷告。
我们的天父上帝，
我们的天父上帝，
你在我们的生命的当中，你是对我们不离不弃，
你在我们的生命中不离不弃。
当我们遇见困难的时候，
当我们遇到困难的时候，
你给我很多的云彩见证人，
你给我们有很多的云彩见证人，
让帮助鼓励我们的信心，
帮助和鼓励我们的信心。
圣经也都教导我们，
圣经也教导我们
要叫我们放下各样的重担，
叫我们放下各样的重担，
脱离缠绕我们的罪，
脱离缠绕我们的罪，
将我们的目标望住耶稣基督，
将我们的目标望向耶稣基督，
愿主耶稣基督你的教导，
并耶稣基督的教导
来帮助我们奔跑美好的路程，
帮助我们来奔跑美好的路程，
成就主你是我们生命中的旨意，
成就主你在我们生命中的旨意，
让我们也都能够成为别人的见证人，
让我们也成为别人的见证人。
多谢天父，
多谢天父，
奉主耶稣基督的名求，
奉主耶稣基督的名求，
阿们，
阿们。